Hi, and welcome to the second season of the Warfare in Conversation podcast. This time, I'm joined by friends who, in relaxed conversation, will walk us through spells of creativity, hardship, and what it takes to live a fulfilled life. As always, my deepest thanks extend to everyone who support Warfare, both on and offline, for purchasing the fruits of my own creativity and of all the incredible Warfare artists. And for now, enjoy the episode. So, okay, we're rolling.
Yeah.
Well, good evening, ladies and disappointments. I just had to do this. I had to do it.
Yeah, it's a nice intro. I like it.
Well, welcome to the show. thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me here. It's lovely to be here. Obviously, I've been listening to the podcast, but it feels different being here as a guest.
Yeah, it's a long time waited. So I'm glad that you're here.
Happy to be here.
Well, I guess it's quite necessary for us to introduce you because people know me, but they might not know who is this voice. So Jaren is my probably longest standing friend. So congratulations.
Thank you. I've achieved that honor.
It's an achievement for sure. Anyway, you've sent me a bio so I can read it out. And then I can share my bio of you, which okay. I thought would be quite fun to do. So, as I mentioned, this is Jaren. She was born and bred in Glasgow, and she enjoys all things creative and is a marketer herself. And she says that day walks and sunsets are a vibe. And she says, don't forget your AirPods, as they are the finishing touch to any activity. I like that.
Thank you.
I guess that follows your passion for music.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've always had a passion for music ever since like high school, so can't go a day without listening to music.
I mean, disclaimer, one of my key memories of you is you singing Beyonce, whether that's for me and your mom in the living room or on the stage of our high school.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what it was, talent show?
Yeah, it was.
I mean, you were really, really good. You're still really good.
Thank you. Do you know I still have that recording?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should re-listen.
Yeah, we should. It's quite funny.
Yeah. I mean, I always thought you should continue with music. And I'm sure there is still space for it in your life. Mm-hmm. You don't feel very comfortable.
I mean, yeah, maybe, why not, you know, never say never.
Okay, so to warm us up, I thought I would share my bio of you. It's not a very extensive one, but I can explain.
Okay.
First of all, Jaren is the queen of memes.
That's true.
And again, this is something that I can... I guess I can relate back to about 16, 17 years of friendship now.
Yep.
I think the key ingredient that bonded us was humor.
Definitely, for sure.
I mean, looking back at our early high school days, we were memeing. You know, yeah, at the time before memes even existed.
Yeah, exactly. We were sending each other like vines and stuff. Do you remember back in the day?
And you were even making like memes about teachers and other students, and it was just hilarious.
Yeah, but the one about Miss Creighton.
Good times. It was good times. Yeah. So to me, you are the queen of memes.
Thank you.
Whether that's today or 15 years ago, it never... it's outside of time. Yes, it's timeless.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Next sentence that I have for you is you are reliable. Reliability level. A German going on a date.
That's great. I'm going to take that.
No, seriously. I feel like you are one of the people, the most reliable people I have ever come across. There was never a time that I couldn't rely on you, whether... for the most tragic of things or for the silliest of things, you were always there. So to me, you are a German going on a date.
And likewise, it's the same for you as well, definitely.
Thank you.
We've been a rock to each other.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Indeed. And the other thing that I have written is that you are a non-judgmental open book. Yeah. I don't know how you want to interpret that.
That's true. I mean, I think I take everything as it comes. I think you need to be open-minded. You need to, you know, always look from the other perspective. You can't just look from one side of things, just to obviously judge better.
I mean, again, I can only say from my side, again, you have never judged my sometimes very irrational choices or my questionable choices or and then you have always reciprocated just any problems I had or anything I wanted to talk about. You've always been there and open to that conversation and being a listening ear. And I think what I always thought of, the listener makes the speaker, and you are a really good listener. You never really like cut through a person's conversation. You really listen to understand, and then you make a person heard, which is what I'm trying to say with this.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard this before, but thank you very much.
Well, there you go. I mean, to me, I wanted to pick out the sort of the things that jump to me when I think of you, and these were some of the key things. And yeah, I mean, I think it makes for a great person.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think these are things that we both share.
Yeah,
I think we've both got these qualities. Yeah, definitely, which is what makes our friendship really strong.
Yeah, I mean, that's another question that I wanted to touch on. I mean, today's conversation is a part to our relationship conversation and thinking about the different ships that we have in our lives, including friendships. And I think, I mean, we have a great testimony of almost 20 years of friendship, which is not very common. I don't know many people. I don't have another friendship like this. I mean, I hope to, you know, maintain a few other friendships that I've created in my life, but to this day there was nothing of this sort in my life. And I think, I mean, I was thinking to myself, what makes this different? Like, how did we arrive here? What can we say to other people who maybe want to anchor themselves in very sort of stable relationships? Because I'm 100% sure our friendship will last a lifetime.
Yeah, definitely.
I wonder if you have any thoughts.
Yeah, I think what makes our friendship really, really work is that, you know, like you said, you know, we don't judge each other. And also we don't have that sense of jealousy that some friends have towards each other. Like, not once in my life I've ever felt that, you know, you were jealous of me or I was jealous of you. Like, we've never had that thing in between us. But I've experienced that sort of thing with other friends, but we've just never had that. I think when that element of jealousy is not there, I think the friendship is just very pure, and you can be very open with that friend and you can tell them anything and just
I like that you mentioned this, because that's something that I actually think I had a conversation with my dad at some point, because I read, I don't even know, one of those, you know, thinkers said something along the lines of, sadness can be felt by itself, but joy has to be shared.
Yeah.
And if a person has no capacity to be happy for others' happiness, then there is no space for a healthy friendship, relationship, whatever that is. And I actually, thinking respectively sort of on our friendship, I think that's probably one of the key things that kept us together. I think also, I mean, female relationships can be difficult. So
there's like competition.
Yeah, there's competition. You know, and I guess healthy competition is okay.
Yeah.
But when it gets to, when it comes to not having the ability to
be happy
for the other
person,
then that becomes a problem.
Yeah, I definitely agree in that sense, for sure.
Okay, anything else you want to add on our almost 20 years of friendship?
I mean, I think we're quite similar, like, in terms of personalities. I think we're both, like, you know, we think really rationally, we enjoy living life. I think we both know that at the end of the day we're all gonna die, so we just need to make the best of it, live our lives. That's pretty much it. So we have the same mentality, the same outlook in life. We enjoy the same things. Obviously, we have our own differences. Mm. We have, you know, different interests, etc. But at the end of the day, what makes a good friendship is understanding one another, being there for one another, good and the bad days, just like how you said. And that's what we have. And we understand each other. That's the most important thing. You know, when you come to me with a problem or when I do, it's just you really understand what I mean. And I think that's very important. And the whole non-judgmental thing as well, it just helps a lot. Yeah. And we know each other, you know, after a while, when you know each other for so long, you just kind of, even the way you stare at me, I can tell what you're thinking. Like, for example, if we're outside and you see something funny, like, when you just turn around and look at me, I'm like, you know, just that stare, like, you don't have to speak. I just know what you mean. So, and I think that takes some time. And obviously, as friends, you kind of need to give each other chances to be able to develop that friendship. So that's what I would, like, advise with, you know, new friendships, if you want to make it last. You know, the whole jealousy thing is the most important thing to get rid of. Be open, rely on one another. And yeah, just be very open. I think that's the most important.
I think we had a conversation once about expectations as well. And to me, that's something quite fundamental to any relationship, whether that's with my mom or with my sister or with you or with whoever, is having those expectations in check. So I know very well what I can expect of you, as in, not in a bad or good way, it doesn't matter. It's just, I know who you are. I know how we work together and why I have you in my life, almost. It kind of sounds a little bit selfish, but I think it's important.
But it's important, you know, if you put on too much expectations to the people that, you know, that aren't going to be able to provide that with you, then you're bound to disappointment. So obviously, if you know me really well, you know what to expect of me. And that kind of just makes life easier in that sense. Yeah. So definitely. Yeah. The expectation thing is really important, you know, even for close people, even people that are like not too close. You know, we've been through some stuff where we've experienced things with people that we weren't expecting, you know, from, and it was not nice. So I think that kind of helped us adjust the meter, the balance.
I think it also took us years to actually really fully understand each other and to have that mature friendship, I think, at this point.
Definitely, I definitely agree.
Yeah. Okay. That's fun. I mean, I guess it would be interesting maybe for the listeners to know exactly how we met. So I did mention school. I mean, we did meet in high school. So we both grew up in Glasgow. You were born here. I moved here. And then we met very early on in our high school days.
Yeah, 12 years old.
12-year-old.
And I just want to tell the listeners that Olga was literally the only person that knew I was Turkish from the first day that we met. You were literally everyone else. There was people I thought that was from Spain, that was from, you know, Iran and all these countries. And Olga just looked at me once and she was like, "You're from Turkey." And I was like, "Oh my God, are you a witch? How did you know?
I don't know. I have this ability to kind of guess. I'm pretty good at it. But it started off by me really knowing from very far apart the Polish people. Like that was, I think that's kind of true for all ethnicities and countries. But that started with me, and I really enjoyed the game. Like, oh, I was like, oh, these people are Polish for sure. And then it would come closer to them, like, yeah, they are speaking Polish, that's fun. But then I think I took it to not to try to other sort of,
But did you meet any Turkish people before?
I don't know.
Because it was just, you were very, quick with it, you know?
I don't know. I mean, I remember that, and it's kind of vaguely remember the whole situation, but I can't tell you, like, what drove me now at this point, like, how I assumed that you were Turkish. I don't know.
For you, I think it kind of gave away from your name. Like, it gave it away. In my head, I was like, she's Polish, Russian, or, you know, Ukraine, somewhere along those lines.
I mean, I tend to get Russian,
yeah,
when definitely. I travel,
like I think you would definitely get Russian a little more.
I do. That's number one. Yeah, sometimes they think of maybe like some Nordic or Scandinavian countries, but less so, and
Russian.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, we met in high school, and then we
just clicked.
We clicked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we weren't too, like, what would be the word? I'm trying to think of a word that would describe us both, but it's not coming to my mind right now.
I think we were a bit of outsiders.
Yeah, that's...
And I don't think we really fully fitted in.
With anyone, really.
Yeah.
Like, we weren't with the... There was, like, lots of different types of group.
I think
we just had our own, like,
we
me
were
and
just
you.
Me and you, and then we did sort of circle around different groups, but... That bond was always there, and it was just, that was the stable part.
Yeah.
Everything
like,
else was...
Like, we were never really too geeky or never too much, like, of the too popular.
Yeah.
Like, we were just always in the middle.
Yeah, that's
of,
true.
Of, like, just have our own thing. Just balancing it out. Yeah. And still, I think we were like that,
that's
you know?
That's true.
We're still balanced very much.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, yeah, going back to sort of what keeps us going for so many years, I think it's this... easygoingness that we both have.
Yeah, we can fit in anywhere.
Yeah, we're just quite flexible, agile people. That's
yeah. We weren't like kids that were like a lot of trouble, because you had those kids, and then you had the kids that wouldn't put their head up from the books.
Yeah,
you know, like very geeky. Like we were neither one of them.
Yeah.
We just kind of free flow. You know,
that's true.
Yeah, that would be a good way.
And I think we I guess we are kindred spirits in some way.
Yeah,
and maybe there is a. Like pinch of creativity that we both share.
Yeah, definitely. For sure.
I don't know.
I think because we're from like we have different ethnic backgrounds as well. I think that really like contributes to it as well.
That's true.
I think so. Because we have two different perspectives: one from the Scottish perspective, and then one from our own, you know, native background. So
that's contributes. I mean, I think at large, I tend to form friendships with people who have sort of.
Same, definitely.
It's interesting to think about it.
Especially in uni.
Yeah, I think most of my friends are, and now it's both great and sad that most of my friends are just everywhere.
Yeah, same.
All around the world.
Same
and
with
it's,
me.
It's both, yeah, as I say, it's great to have that chance to go visit them. But then also it's a bit crappy to not have them close, right?
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I also value you being in the UK, now being in Glasgow with me. It's
it's very precious.
And these days it really is.
It really helps.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So today's conversation is largely about friendships, relationships, both sort of romantic, but also any other shit that we have in our life. And yeah, I mean, I think the
all the ships.
All the shit. I think I opened this conversation with, I don't know if you got it, but I opened the conversation with good evening, ladies, and disappointments.
Yes, yeah. Of course I got that.
And, I mean, it's both just to add some humor to the conversation, but it's also quite true.
Shout out to all the disappointments here with us. The opposite gender. Not all of you are, but, you know.
Majority. You know, no, I'm joking. No, I mean... it's a little bit cynical, but also there is a pinch of truth in there.
Yeah, definitely.
That I think we both can relate to. And there's definitely, throughout all those years of friendship as well, we have shared a lot of both happy moments and disappointments and everything in between when it comes to romantic relationships.
Yeah.
And something quite funny that I saw... just the other day, and I think I've shared it with you, I think it was on Instagram, and it was about this analogy of renting and buying.
Yes. that was actually a really great way of thinking about it, you know?
I mean, this is something we discussed a lot when it comes to romantic relationships, in terms of how much does a young woman commit to, or maybe even how much does she put up with, mm-hmm. in the sense of, is this guy the right one, mm-hmm. or is he not? Is he committing? Is he not? And if mm-hmm. he's not, then how do I react to it?
Yeah.
And how do you sort of, as a woman, you know, do your part?
Yeah.
And it's confusing.
Yeah. Especially nowadays. Yeah. In this, you know, time of day, it's just where all the roles are all over the place and you just don't know how to react to certain situations.
Yeah. So going back to that analogy, uh-huh. they described this idea that some men are renting your, you know, your headspace,
yep.
or just your energy almost that you have, versus some other men can just be like your A buyers, you know, they're like,
yeah.
they just go for it and they're like, no, this is what I want, this is what I'm going to buy, and this is it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's others that
they're in and out.
they're in the attic. They're not even renting. They're just like hiding up in the attic.
Yeah.
And they're not even renting. That's the, what do we call it? The situationship?
Yeah, that's what they call it.
So it's, I just found it really interesting to kind
yeah.
of, yeah, like imagine it in this way.
Yeah, it's, you know, when I watched it, it was kind of the way he was explaining it. It made a lot of sense. And it just goes on to show how stupid and unnecessary all these situationships have become,
mm-hmm.
and how they've become a part of, you know, people's daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day, I don't even think it was a thing. Like, it's just been a couple of years how this word situationships kind of arised.
Yeah.
So I think it's happening a lot more because it has a name now. I think it's just like happening a lot more and more and more, and it's just become a norm.
I was thinking a lot about this whole idea, and actually, to me, I mean, I am a marketer, you're a marketer,
yeah.
but I am in the academic side of things.
Yeah.
So I think in concepts, and I thought about this idea of a situationship and how it's marketed and almost like commodified.
Yeah.
So today's world, because this has, as you say, has become a concept that everyone knows about and they're aware of, now people attach a name to it, so it becomes normalized.
Yeah. And whereas it's not normal,
and then
it shouldn't
it's
be.
it should never have been normalized. I mean, when I think about, so for instance, I started running,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been quite a few months that I've been running consistently, and then I joined a running club, and then once I joined, I realized there is a whole world. I mean, again, it's like it's your the algorithms pushing you content, right? I realized that there is a whole world of Strava is the new Tinder, you know, you go running because you're going to find a man, or, you know, all those reels that show you the real reason for running, and then they show you all these hot men, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's funny,
uh-huh.
but then this is the reality.
Yeah.
Like, Bumble has, I think they had an ad showing that, you know, this is the new way to sort of, they've used it as
mm-hmm.
well, they've capitalized on it, and it's like, wow, this is real. Like, love has been
modernized.
I mean, it
sense.
has been marketized.
Yeah.
You know, it's a way to make money.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe this is not the point of this episode, but I just
no.
feel like it's very much
it's definitely
part of the culture
with
we're
like
in.
This digitalization, with the whole social media. I just definitely feel like it gives people a lot of like options.
Mm.
So obviously, if you have someone and then, you know, you're with them, but then you have social media, you know, if you lose this person, you have probably 100 more out there.
Mm.
So it kind of takes away the value of having someone and makes it way easier for people to find, you know, other options. Which is not nice, because it kind of takes away the authenticity and,
yeah.
you know, it just kind of prevents you from actually getting to know that person, just because, you know, you have like a lot more waiting that you
yeah.
could go for. And we just become more greedy
mm.
with options, you know, the more there is. And back in the day, like, you know, if you're in Glasgow, you would meet people, you know, normally, you know, the natural way, etc. But now, with just one tap, we can connect with someone at the other end of the world.
Mm.
So like I said, more options, it just makes us more greedier, and then which ultimately, you know, we lose the value of authentic dating, you know, getting to know someone.
Mm. I mean, this is interesting, okay? So we have the apps,
mm-hmm.
which is as sad as it is one of the ways to meet someone new,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
These days, anyway. It's very rare that people meet in other ways.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you might have communities like perhaps church communities or maybe these like other communities like running or mm-hmm. hobby communities. They exist, but predominantly at large, these are your options. And this is from my experience as well as me hearing it from other people. You go on the apps and you have this like liminal lingering space of you start connecting with people, mm-hmm. they connect with you. And then all of a sudden you have like 20, 30, 40 connections.
Mm-hmm.
You may pick up conversation with maybe 10, 15 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like you exchange for, I don't know, maybe 2-3 days and you forget about each other.
Yeah. But like and I said, because you have so many other options, yeah. you don't spend time on that one person because there's more.
It's insane.
So it kind of, the whole attention span, it kind of takes away all of that. Like, because obviously back in the day you would put your attention to that one person. Now you can't. Why? Because yeah. there's more.
It's mad.
Yeah.
It's and crazy. I genuinely fear for the implications this all will have, like 5, 10, 20 yeah. years down the line.
Especially like in your personality, you know, the way people have, you know, the yeah. whole, how feelings yeah. work, etc. Because yeah. you lose feelings for other people just like that. It's gone.
Mm.
And it's not nice.
It's not.
Yeah. And it promotes, you know, the hookup culture because you just meet more and more and more people and you just never ending.
Yeah.
You get used to it.
Yeah.
And it just becomes a part of you.
Yeah.
So that's what, and then you end up, it's difficult to create bond with, you know, a genuine person because you've been with so many other people.
Mm.
And there's yeah. so many options. There's always more, more, more. And then at the end, you're just not going to settle for anyone else because
yeah.
you're just not that person anymore.
Mm. It's an addiction.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'd agree. And yeah. it's been much more prominent now, more than ever.
Yeah. Huh, well, it's a bit doom and gloom, but let's move on. So, okay, a question then. What do you look for in a partner? I know you're single now, so yeah. all the boys. She's single.
I think authenticity.
Okay, what does that mean?
Just, you know, don't pretend to be someone you're not.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of days people just... they want to look a certain way on social media and, you know, just present themselves as someone they're not. Mm. But also I want like a genuine person.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like with nowadays, with, you know, things going on in the world, I think men are kind of losing their purpose in a sense. So I want like a good, caring man, a good... nice. Mm-hmm. A real man. I don't know how you would interpret that. I think
that's very controversial in this day
in
and
these
age,
days. Yeah.
To be
yeah.
saying that.
Like yeah, definitely. But
that's okay. But, it's like it's okay.
But it would be something that I prefer.
So what does a real man
as someone with strong morals.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
If they say one thing, they're gonna stick to that thing. They're not gonna, you know, say one thing to me. And then 2 days later, change their mind because they no longer want to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just said that to impress me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want them to stick to their words. Be genuine, compassionate, generous. Have a humor. I think that's very important. Imagine like me making all these jokes and then him just staring at me like, oh my God, what are you talking about? So yeah, I think somebody that's going to understand my memes for sure. But also someone, you know, a respectful person towards me, towards my family. I think that's one of the most important things. It's just not losing respect for one another.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially in a household when you have a family, I think it's very important to maintain that respect because obviously there's going to be hard times, difficult times, good times. It's not going to be all fun and games.
Yeah.
Just to be able to understand each other and, you know, even if you do fight, etc., at the end of the day, you should all come back to the same bed and just figure it out. You know?
Yeah, I like that, figuring it out. Yeah. And
just not pushing it underneath the table, you know, not dusting it underneath the table or, you know. Just talking.
Taking responsibility.
Yeah, it's definitely. I think that's really, really important. Taking responsibility, owning up when you're wrong. Like, I'd like to think that I'm a person, you know, if I do something wrong, I'll own up to it. And, you know, I'll say, I was wrong here.
Mm.
This is where I made a mistake. And I think I'd like the other person to be like that as well. I think that's very, very important. Just be, you know, like me, just be open, listen. Because I think I am a very respectful person. And I think I'd like that in return. And, you know, a genuine, compassionate person that has a, you know, they have their own interests, they have their own passions, you know.
Yeah.
All of these stuff. Just being a good person overall. I think that's very important, being a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Not just to me, but just all around you. Just a reliable person. You know, how you said I was reliable. Like, I would like to rely on him. Just know that he's going to be there, having my back regardless of what happens.
Yeah. I mean, you've mentioned a lot that I can pick on.
Is that too much?
I mean, but I don't know.
They're all good things, I mean, you know? But reliability, I think, is very important, you know?
I mean, what shifted for me personally, I guess, in the last maybe 10 years, that, you know, kind of when I started dating and now I'm 28, I would go for interest first. You know, I would think about the person that I'm dating, that they have to share my interest, and that they have to like the same music, and they like to have, like, the same books, and they like to do the same things. But I think today I would say that's a nice to have. It's not a necessity.
But it's not a compulsory
It's not something I could, you know, it's a deal breaker. That's okay. And actually now I would find it quite interesting that this person has a different hobby or a different interest to me.
Because they can end up showing you about all these things, and you can learn something new.
And but on the other side, what's now becoming more important are those, for instance, morals and, you know, being, you know, having that fundamentals right, responsibility, whatever, like all these key elements. That's what I would look for in a man to marry.
Yeah, definitely. Because you're going to build a family with that person. So you want to share the same morals. You want them to be responsible. You want them to be able to give something to your kids. Because obviously, I know you. I think you're going to be a great mom. You're going to teach your kids everything, you know, definitely. But it's just not you. They need to have a father figure. They need to, you know, learn from their dad. And what is that dad going to give those kids? I think that's very important.
I'm not sure how to get there.
The thing is, it needs to be a kind of person that you can both build together.
Yeah.
You know, with me, and it's the same with you as well. Like, we never really look at things like, oh, he needs to be rich, he needs to be that. But he needs to be driven, and he needs to be willing to go places. And we will be there with them as well to help them build things. So you just need to have that courage and desire.
Well, I have nothing else to add.
Yeah.
Guys, bring your CVs in. We're going to be reading
just
them.
Just be a good person.
Be a good person regardless.
And handsome.
Okay, that's a subjective matter. But yes, indeed. That's important. I think that's important.
Yeah.
And I think that brings maybe another question I had for you was, what's intimacy for you?
I think, to be honest, like, you know, like, I've never been in love before. So I can't really, you know, give you a definite answer. But I feel like it'll just be being in the presence of the person that you love and just being there together, just the two of you guys. And then when you guys get together, you don't, there's nothing else around you. Just you two. And just there. I mean, I think so. I think I can definitely answer this question once, you know, when I do fall in love, when I am with that person, and then I can just tell you, you know, this is it. But at the moment, I don't have, like, a clear answer to that.
I mean, I can, from my personal experience, say that to me, the most intimate thing there is to create that universe that only exists between two people.
Yeah.
We have a universe.
Yeah.
And that's intimate.
Mm-hmm.
Between just me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And then that universe can be between many other people or even groups of people. Yeah. And I think that's what makes intimacy possible. I mean, I think that's kind of how I see it and how I view it. Of course, that will be different between a friendship and a romantic relationship, but or any other relationship. But I think that is quite unique to a given... I mean, I'm a different person, a little bit. I'm not saying entirely, but I am a little bit different with you versus other people. With other people.
Definitely.
We create those little universes, mm-hmm. and they're so uniquely, you know, individual to mm-hmm. that pair of people, that I think that's what intimacy is for me.
It's a good way of explaining things.
Mm.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
I don't know if I'm right.
I mean, you sound right. So
it sounds good.
It makes sense.
Okay.
So it's a rational way of thinking.
Mm.
But in terms of, like, you know, thinking deeply with your heart, etc., then I wouldn't have an answer. But what you're saying is quite rational.
Mm. Well, as I said before, we exchange a lot of memes. And I think that keeps my daily life and my laughing count to the 3 average laughs that an adult has.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that this is the average. I mean, I think I would be below average if not for you. So yeah. Thank you for keeping me in the average.
Not a problem. I'd like to thank you as well, because you said me as much. That's as well.
No worries so. At all. I'm here to service. And one of them that I really loved, I mean, this is just for fun, but please keep my husband in your prayers. He's having a hard time finding me. I just found that hits the nail. I think this is great.
Definitely.
I think this sums up this part of the episode. But yeah, I mean, I thought it would be quite funny to maybe go through some of those memes
now. Yeah, definitely.
And just Let's refresh our memories on some of them. Okay. First one says, and for my next trick, mm-hmm. I will confuse emotional unavailability for chemistry. So what do you think?
I think that could do wonders. Definitely.
To give you 5 years of trauma and 5 years of therapy.
Yeah.
For sure. Don't do it. Okay. I'm in the mood for someone to confess their love to me.
I'm in that mood right now. If anybody wants to confess, here's my email.
I'll write the emails and the footnotes and all the information. It'll be there.
Okay. Along with the CVs, please.
Just don't forget. Okay.
I'm going to need a headshot as well. So thank you.
I mean, yeah. That's fair. That's a fair request. Okay. Me on my way to check my eyes because I don't know what I saw in him.
Oh, this is a great one.
I mean, I wish people could see these. They are hilarious.
That one's actually one of my favorites. Definitely a good one.
Okay, next up is the universe surprising me after I thought I found my soulmate, when in fact I was a soul contract meant to help me see in all the ways I still had to grow.
Oh no.
No.
You know, it sounds like one of the ones that you get, like, when they throw in a guy for your character development.
Yeah.
And it's just like, no.
Like God's
I'm tired of developing.
Like, God, I'm tired. I don't want any more.
Development. No.
I've developed enough.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there's still ways to... I'm not sure if I'm grateful... But in some ways, it's good to experience things. That's my kind of conclusion. Mm-hmm. It's okay to experience things. And sometimes they are disappointing. And sometimes
it makes you better decisions in the future.
Yeah, I think you're better at discerning. I mean, I feel like I'm much better, much faster to just sort of like disengage and to know what I want and... Yeah, mm-hmm. how I want to be treated. I think that's an important learning curve.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I valued myself enough before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think that I allowed myself to be, you know, those, like, again, where it all goes back to social media, but, you know, those princess treatments.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with princess treatments.
There's nothing. Absolutely nothing. If you know your worth, then... You know, the opposite gender should too.
Yeah.
And I think I'm happy in that sense for you, that it kind of opened your eyes a little bit. Because you do deserve princess treatment. You know, we're good people, so we do deserve it.
Yeah.
And I'm open to...
reciprocate it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm open to princess treatment now. Only from the people I want, though.
Yeah. I mean, here is another one that kind of ties well.
Uh-huh.
So it says, my roommate is so serious. Oh, sorry. my roommate is so unserious. So it says, and you still want to see her? I know my worth, but sometimes I go on sale.
No, never go on sale. Never, never, never. That is my advice to everyone who is listening. Never go on sale, because then you get the wrong customers. So always keep that price to what it's supposed to be. No sales, no discounts, nothing. Absolutely none of that, no.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. I mean, another thing that I've learned, and this, I'm just scrolling through my saved, you know, memes and reels and whatever. And one that, I mean, I'm not going to like play, it's a long one. It comes from, I guess she looks like an older lady, you know, an elderly woman. And she just kind of expresses that we should let people go.
Mm-hmm.
When
I've seen this,
you know, it's absolutely. And to me it's very powerful, you know. Okay, they don't want to be in your life, let them go. It doesn't mean that you're not good enough,
yeah,
that you're not a great person. It just didn't work and you just let them go.
It's not meant to be, and just let it go and you better will come.
I definitely
believe in that, because why would you want to hold on to someone that doesn't want you in their life? Not enough to obviously make you permanent in their life. So if they want to go, goodbye, have a nice life, that's it, and I'll continue with my own life.
Okay, I've got more, let me just scroll through.
Yeah, sure, go on.
I think I've loved you since I met you, I just mistook it for curiosity.
How do you feel about this one?
Yeah, I mean, I think love is both under and overused word. Like you would say, oh, I love Coke, or I love this jumper, but do you tell people you love them? Like, do you, I mean, you
That's
know what
actually,
I mean, like,
yeah, no,
do
no.
we do we
you're so right.
Do you tell your mom every day you love her? Do
no.
you tell do I tell you that I
yeah.
love him? No, I don't.
That's actually,
not enough.
You know what, that's so true. It's overused and underused, just depending on the context. That's so true.
And I don't think we, yeah, and I think we mistake love for many things.
Mm-hmm.
And curiosity is one of them. I mean, maybe what you're feeling for someone is just that you're curious about them. It's not love.
Yeah.
That's
They're
not
interesting.
Love. You're just interested.
So you want to explore, and then once you're exploring, once you're done exploring, you're like, okay.
Okay. Next one. We're getting deep. And life went on, it was not the same, but it went on.
Let me see that one, actually. Yeah. It does go on.
Mm-hmm. It does
go
on.
I mean, it always goes on.
Yeah.
This isn't just about relationships. People die.
Yeah.
People leave your life, you know.
Yeah.
People move abroad to, like, the other end of the world, and life goes on.
Mm-hmm. That's, I think, why we should always have an anchor within ourselves.
Yeah.
To have, you know, because you're always going to be there, you know, until your final day. That relationship will not go. While other relationships will definitely leave you, this one will stay. So I think maybe that's a nice comment to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, next is, I started seeing someone. As in dating or hallucination? I mean, this is, do you know what speaks to me about this? Is how this person assumes that this person just has no, like, it's surprising that this person could be dating. And I think maybe, like, if you were to tell me I'm dating someone, I would react this way.
Yeah, because
it would be so out of the ordinary, like, what?
What?
You? What's the revelation?
Yeah,
like,
who is this person? Yeah, definitely. Do you know what that reminds me of? I saw a meme like 2 years ago, and it was like, and this girl's like, I have a boyfriend, and it says, you know, where is he? And then she goes like, he's in another nation. And then this guy goes like, where? Imagination.
Wow, this is such a good topic. Oh my goodness,
so
I love
good.
This topic.
Mm-hmm.
I love the topic of imaginary loves. I think there should be a concept.
Yeah.
Because I'm 100% sure that both men and women do this.
Uh-huh.
That they imagine, like, it's like a figment of their imagination, a person that does not exist.
Yes.
And they project it to a person.
Yes.
I think it happens more than we know, or more than we would like to.
It happens a lot until we actually know that person truly. I think we all have this.
And do you know what? This happens. Do you know why this happens so often? It's because, going back to that conversation of online dating,
yes,
and meeting people online, the person you meet online is a totally different person to who you see in person.
Yeah, definitely. 100%. This is why from now on, I'm kind of not engaging.
This is for all the girls out there, including me, including you. Get on a date ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the person in person,
mm-hmm,
and let them invest in you and you in them.
Yeah.
If this doesn't happen, just
let
move
it go.
On. Let
yeah.
it go.
Let it go.
Like, life just moves on. You let it go. Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. I would definitely recommend that to the listeners as well. Texting is not the same as getting to know that person in real life.
Yeah.
You're not knowing that person.
You're just wasting your time.
Yeah, you're believing in texts.
Yeah. I mean, I genuinely feel like, okay, there's space and time for everything,
mm-hmm,
and that could be an experience, but on the long term, I think you're wasting your time.
Oh, yeah.
If definitely. You're allowing a man or a woman to just text you and not meet with you or
mm-hmm
whatever, then don't bother.
Yeah, it just goes on to show that they're not interested as well.
Yeah.
Because if that person really wants to get to know you,
mm,
they're not going to just, you know, sit behind a screen and just talk to you. They want to get to know you personally,
mm,
in reality.
Mm.
They want to see you. Texting is not, it doesn't mean anything. So if you're a girl and you're like, oh yeah, but he texts me all the time, you know, it doesn't mean anything.
No.
Because men can text anyone.
Yeah.
You know, it takes 2 seconds to send the text.
Oh my goodness, one of my absolute favorite memes, this just came back to my mind,
uh-huh,
is this lady, this girl who's like having the best sleep of her life,
mm-hmm,
and then there's like, you know, these mind sort of bubbles that, and it's her dream, and she's, and it says, how I sleep knowing nobody's cheating on me.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, peace is the ultimate currency.
Yeah.
Like,
definitely.
If I have to trade my peace for any man, any relationship, I don't want it.
No.
I have experienced
it just
peace.
Goes, yeah, but
and
it
it's
just
the best.
It just goes on to show that you can't trust that person. If it's
stopping
your peace, you're not trusting that person, and if you're not trusting that person, just throw it away.
Yeah,
it's not meant to be.
That's true.
Yeah. It's in the bin.
It's trash.
Can't work on it. It's, you know, it's done. It's finished.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, I have love is real. The most real, the most lasting, the sweetest, and yet the bitterest thing we know. Can you relate that to maybe, like, I don't know, relationships with your parents, your brother, your family? Is there?
Yeah. Yeah. In terms of, you know, family wise, definitely. It can be nice, but also it can end in bitter ways as well. Definitely, for sure.
I saw somewhere, I'm not sure, I'm maybe paraphrasing it in a very wrong way, but something along the lines of, love is what will cause the most suffering, but it's also what will take you through the suffering.
Yeah.
You know, it's both in the same time. It's mad.
Yeah. It's weird how it just all connects
to
each other. You know, it's just that love, that one thing. It can be the cause of many things, and then it can be the solution
mm-hmm
to many things.
Mm-hmm.
It's just,
or even the same thing.
Exactly.
I mean, I still don't know the definition, the true definition of love. How would you define love?
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Like, it's, I'm pretty sure it's not just a positive emotion.
Yeah, no, I guess not. I think it's just accepting that person with the rights and the wrongs, because no one can be 100% right, no one can be 100% perfect, you know.
Mm.
We all have our flaws, and I think it's just wanting that person, even though you know they have flaws, even though they know, you know, they're in the wrong sometimes, I think it's just acceptance, really, with all the rights and wrongs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, there could also be sort of toxic love, you know, like,
yeah. God forbid.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, God forbid. But yeah.
Because you do hear about, you know, things here and there about these people that go into toxic relationships, and it's just, you know, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy, because I think it really traumatizes people, whether it's, you know, male or female, just doesn't end well. And then obviously, like, affects the next relationships as well, because you're going to think, oh, the next person's like that.
Yeah. I mean, this is interesting. This comes from a Christian saint, I think. It says the husband and wife should be similar to the hand and the eye. When the hand hurts, the eyes should be crying, and when the eyes cry, the hand should be wiping the tears.
Oh, that's really nice.
So I think it's almost like you almost become like, if it comes to a married sort of relationship, or even that maybe, you know, other close tie relationships, there should be, it's like a seesaw, you know,
yeah,
like
balance.
Sometimes the other person requires 80% and they can give 20, and then you balance it out. And then the other person requires, you know, on other occasion, you require the 60 and they have to show up.
Yeah.
I think it's maybe that.
I think that's a great way of phrasing it. Definitely. You need to send me that. That's actually really nice. Yeah, I really like that.
I will. Okay. Every true love and friendship is a story of unexpected transformation. If we are the same person before and after we loved, that means we haven't loved enough.
Yeah. I feel like even with friendships, it just changes you, you know, it adds things to you. And if you're the same person as the same as before, then that person's not really transferred anything into your life. They've not taught you anything, you know, or you haven't taken them seriously enough to consider their input into your life. So, yeah.
I mean, sometimes I do believe that some people are almost like a lesson as well.
Yeah.
You know, you can just learn a lot.
Yeah.
Like a lesson in the classroom. Yeah. You just learn a lot. That whether that's good or bad, it doesn't matter. But they just teach you so much about whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it could just be part of, you know, a very small part of your life. But it could be that they leave a mark.
Yeah.
And maybe that was love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's also one way of looking at it.
Mm. Okay. I'm just scrolling through. This is good. And this could be one of the last, some of the last ones that I read out before we try to wrap up. If anyone is magically going to appear and suddenly make your life better, just know the person is always going to be you.
Yeah. You know what? I had a feeling you were going to say that even before you said it.
Really?
Because no one's just going to magically appear and make everything better. It needs to start with you. You know, and I remember reading something like, you know, you can't expect someone to come and fix everything before you kind of fix yourself in a way. Not exactly in those words, but you know what I mean. I think you need to be happy with yourself, content with yourself, so that you can allow another person to add happiness into your life. So yeah, so everyone who's listening, focus on yourself, because you are special.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Oh my gosh, this is one of my favorite. If it stays, it's love. If it ends, it's a love story.
Oh. So how do you feel about that? Because I don't know. I'm just... don't know how I feel about that one.
I also heard somewhere something along the lines of, do you want a love story or a life story? But then also that's, I think, debatable, because could you not have both?
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Can you not have both?
I don't know.
Does a love die after a while? And does it replace it with friendship? Is that what it is? Because you know how they always say, like, don't marry for looks, because at the end of the day, it's going to fade away and it's just going to be both of your personalities that's left. You know, so does friendship replace love after a certain point? And if that's the case, then the very first thing that we should look into a person is, like, are they a good friend? Or maybe you should start dating your friends, you know?
I mean, do you know what? I think there was also another sort of dimension to this, because I think there is lust as well.
Oh, yeah. I think that's what... That's what messes up yeah. everything.
Yeah.
I think that definitely, because lust is the most temporary thing,
mm-hmm.
and the other two are a bit more permanent. Mm. So when you add lust into that equation, I think it just kind of messes up everything, because I feel like lust's just more based on... rather than, you know, personality, etc., it's more on the outside, it's on the surface. And I think that just is what causes a lot of confusion. Some people get confused, lust for love, etc. And yeah, it's just not... I think everyone should be able to control their lust, because in the long term, it's not going to help them make the best decisions for their future.
Don't think lust ever fades away.
Think so?
No.
No?
When you hear stories of married couples, older married people, divorced, unmarried, whatever, they have, you know, they have stories of...
But wouldn't you lust for the person that you're in love with anyway? Wouldn't love be a part of that? Because if you love one person, naturally you're going to have lust for them.
No.
I think lust is more for...
No, I think there's also another dimension then there is desire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like
desire...
But I think
desire is different to lust.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think lust can only be felt at the very beginning of any relationship.
Yeah,
any,
so that's why I'm saying it's from the very, like, surface.
It's only... I think it... But you can be a married woman or man who meets another third person 20 years down the line and you feel lust for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's different, you know. Then this can still happen. I think we are almost stuck at this stage of our lives because that's where we are. We are at the marriage stage.
Mm-hmm.
So we think in these terms, but think about it 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the line. Like, how will those relationships play out? And I think lust is... it's never going away.
I think so. I think lust is more connected to love. Like I said previously, I think when you're in love, you'll have lust for that person.
Yeah, but you can fall in love with multiple people.
That's also true. No, definitely. That's what I'm saying. I think it's...
that's why divorce rates are so high.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is what brings me to my next... I think this is like Twitter or X, should I say, post. It says, "I will always choose you, even on the days we don't understand each other."
Yeah, I think that's great. I think that's the way it should be if you're with someone, you know. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't you agree, though? Because if you don't choose that person, then do you even love that person?
I think going from lust into sort of more temporary feelings of love, friendship, whatever, you have to make that decision. It's an executive decision you make to marry someone and then to love them when things go wrong and when they go right. You don't get to choose what happens to you in life. You stick with them, right? It's what we... there was another one about the eye crying and the other one.
Yeah.
Just the whole thing is the same. It's the same principle here. I think you have to choose them every morning. Like, okay, they really annoy me when they leave their socks on the floor, but I choose to love them nevertheless.
Yeah. That's just more with, like, loving them with their right and wrongs.
Yeah.
I think that kind of goes back to that. So I would agree.
But I also, I mean, this is, maybe this is just going really in a crazy tangent, but going back to this idea of thinking long term, because if you want to marry for the long term, then you have to think about it. I think you are inevitably going to change. Mm-hmm. I will inevitably change. Mm-hmm. My partner will inevitably change. It's just part of life.
Life, yeah.
So if we change and the other person does not want to understand that change, and move with that change, then the relationship will fall apart. Because they will, you know, they will think of, oh, but I fell in love with another person.
Yeah, I think that's how a lot of relationships kind of fall apart as well.
Yeah.
After a time, they start to not understand each other instead of communicating. And
look, it says, "I will love you even on the days we don't understand each other."
Yeah, and I think that's where it goes wrong for many couple. Like 10, 15 years down the drain. And they're like, you know, we don't understand, we can't get along. Why? Because you're not listening to each other. You're not understanding. You're not that person that you once were.
Okay, I'm looking at the time. And I think I will just finish up with this last one, which is something I've seen, it must be years now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of my favorite things. And this can be applied to life in general. And I think it's one of the most beautiful things to feel.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, to love and to be loved is to feel the sun from both sides.
Oh, that's really
Can you imagine?
Nice. The feeling, it must be beautiful. Just even trying to like visualize that. It's just beautiful.
It's like, it's almost like the sun is in you.
Yeah, yeah. You know how you love like sunsets and sunrise and just think of it at the same time. I don't know if that makes sense. I mean, maybe it doesn't, but it's just like experiencing something so beautiful.
Yeah. But also imagine, I guess it's almost like that warming feeling of feeling the sun rays from the front.
Yep.
And then also the sun rays, you know, yep. shining on you from the back, yeah. and they are overwhelmingly
just giving love.
Giving you love yeah. and warmth and heat and yeah. energy. It's all of that all at once.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful way of describing it.
Yeah, I think it's great. And yeah. I think it sums up perfectly our conversation.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I think I could be scrolling all night
yeah.
about
we'll probably love. End up looking we'll probably end up looking at more memes after this.
For sure. And if anyone is ever liking memes, just reach out.
Yeah.
Happy to help. And
oh yeah, we have I actually have a memes folder on my Instagram page.
Great.
So if anybody's looking for some good dank memes, we're here in all categories.
Well, you've categorized.
You know, we actually need to start making our own memes.
Maybe
we should make memes for like Wearfare.
Yeah,
definitely. That could be like a new project.
I mean, you're a marketer, so why yeah, don't you? Yeah. I'm always open to more ideas.
Definitely, and like you know, Wearfare memes. It could be something
thing.
That could looked into for sure. Sure.
Okay, yeah. That's a deal.
Anyway,
I mean, it's coming up to 1 hour. I mean, I think we have shared, I can't even, countless hours of conversations, mm-hmm. both on this topic and other topics, and it always feels like the sun is shining on both sides of me. So
that's like what our friendship is like.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can describe our friendship in that way.
Yeah, indeed.
For sure.
So thank you for joining me today.
And thank you for having me in this lovely chat.
Yeah, hopefully we can do more of this.
Yeah, of course.
It'll be fun.
Why not? We can do some other topics. Yeah. You know. And if anybody has any questions as well, feel free to drop
please file them. The questions to the experts.
Yeah.
Not.
Happy to answer what I can. But yeah, it was great being here. It's a good chat.
All right. Well, you take care.
Thank you.
Chat soon.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.